Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Candidates who spend the most money don't always win, but according to an analysis of campaign finance numbers from the Virginia Public Access Project, they almost always win. Take the top spending candidate this primary season, Republican Paul Mildy. He was the challenger who took on incumbent Republican delegate Bob Thomas in Fredericksburg because of the incumbent's support for Medicaid expansion. Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington says the challenger invested heavily in direct mail.
And so there was a very high dollar effort by Mildy to flood the mailboxes in the district with lots of critical information, arguing that Bob Thomas wasn't a real Republican.
But don't think spending a whole lot of money is always a sign of strength.
Sometimes a heavy spending amount by an incumbent is a sign of trouble.
That's Jeremy Mayer at George Mason University.
They want to have a big war chest to scare off challengers, but they don't always want a heavy spend. And if they are heavily spending, that can be a sign of weakness.
Top spending incumbents during this year's primary season include Republican delegate Israel O'Quinn in Southwest and Democratic delegate Kay Corey in Northern Virginia. Both had to hit the campaign trail hard this year. Between the two of them, they spent more than $150,000 to get renominated in the primary. I'm Michael Pope.